Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Labor Day weekend to you. I hope all of you have been having a great time, and some of this may be getting, some of you may be getting this message on Tuesday if you're not checking your voice comms. Today, again, as I mentioned on Friday, we're going to talk about depression and anxiety. And the standard practice in the medical community, he talks about first, he says, often our emotions are difficult to explain, much less control. Depression and anxiety are commonly seen together in the same person, though not always. Frequently, there is no apparent reason for unhappiness or depression. The cause of chronic depression and anxiety is unknown. It could run in families. Situation-related depression commonly occurs after a tragic event such as a loss of a spouse or child, financial ruin, or other kinds of devastations. But when no such situation has occurred and the person is otherwise healthy, depression is not easily explained. Possibly a neurochemical imbalances is at fault. The current treatment by the medical establishment is antidepressant drugs, tranquilizers, antipsychotic drugs, psychotherapy, electroconvulsive shock therapy, and what some psychologists are calling the tincture of time. That is to say, just waiting long enough for the condition to go away all by itself. The drawbacks of medication may reduce the symptoms or change neurochemical imbalances, but such therapy must be followed for a long term, and the side effects are significant. And in the first place, can anyone believe that depression is caused by a lack of drugs or by a shortage of electrical shocks? As for psychotherapy, it may be safe to receive, but the benefits are questionable and may simply be those evolving from the passage of time and the accompanying changes in all the agencies that affect a body and its psyche. So Dr. McDougall, this is what he recommends. He says, some of the substances we eat and drink can affect our behavior. Familiar examples of the dramatic behavioral changes resulting from our drinking habits are the effects of alcohol and caffeine. Alcohol is a depressant. Even though the first evidences of intoxication may be an elevation in mood, caffeine for most people is a mood elevator, but this can soon lead to an uncomfortable anxiety. Withdrawal from caffeine can be a problem characterized by headaches and depression for those who are trying to quit. Although the uncomfortable symptoms last for only a few days, their victims consider themselves to be severely tested. Many other substances can affect our tendency to be anxious or depressed, including some foods we eat. Probably the best studied examples of a specific behavior-modifying substance in our foods is the essential amino acid tryptophan. This amino acid is converted in the brain into serotonin, a powerful agent in a variety of responses made by the brain. Serotonin regulates overreactiveness to different stimuli from smell, taste, vision, and social relationships. Accordingly, sleep patterns, sexual behavior, aggressiveness, physical activity, perceptions including pain and moods are affected. Tryptophan pills have been used to reverse insomnia, prevent muscle spasms, and in some cases to relieve depression. The amount of tryptophan in the foods that are eaten has only a small influence upon the amount of tryptophan that enters the brain. The most important factor determining the total amount of tryptophan that does enter the brain is the concentration of other large molecule amino acids concurrently present in the blood. Large molecule amino acids, among them tryptophan, compete with each other to enter gates between the circulating bloodstream and the relatively confined brain fluids. A high-protein meal full of meat, dairy foods, and eggs provides many other amino acids that compete with the tryptophan for entry into the brain. The end result is a decrease in the synthesis of a serotonin. Conversely, a low-protein, carbohydrate-rich diet full of starches, vegetables, and fruits results in the highest levels of serotonin in the brain because fewer large molecule amino acids are competing with the tryptophan to enter the brain. For you, this means less hyperactivity, anxiety, depression, and insomnia, provided you eat the healthier diet. In some people, anxiety, depression, fatigue are caused by allergic reactions to food. The most common causes of food allergies are dairy products, followed by eggs. Other common culprits are wheat, corn, and citrus foods. Fruits. Almost any foodstuff finds somewhere an individual who is allergic to it. These reactions are often subtle and difficult to recognize until the offending food has been eliminated, either by accident or by intention, and then later, when the body is challenged with a suspect food, a recognizably adverse reaction occurs. A serious psychological disease caused by foods in some people is schizophrenia. In hospital-based studies, some patients have been identified who react with dramatic behavioral changes to milk products and high-gluten foods. Some people with schizophrenia have actually been cured of their disease by changing their diet to eliminate the troublemaking foodstuff. When I see a patient who says he is depressed, I usually begin my course of treatment by paying close attention to some general principles of medicine and health. First, of course, I examine him for the presence of any serious organic disease and always check for adequacy of thyroid function. I consider the amounts of coffee and alcohol that he drinks and the food he chooses to eat. I also check to see if any medication may be causing changes in the behavior. High blood pressure medications like beta blockers, birth control pills, tranquilizers, and indeed almost any other medication should be suspected. If all organ systems seem to be well medically, then I suggest that the patient change to a starch-based diet, and I remind him that daily exercise, something as simple as walking, helps to relieve minor depression and anxiety. His recommendations are to stop taking any drugs under a doctor's supervision that might be causing anxiety or depression. Stop drinking alcohol. This, too, may need to be done under doctor's supervision, and caffeinated beverages. Change to a starch-based diet, exercise daily, look for a professional person like a minister, a counselor, a psychologist, or a psychiatrist who is a good listener with whom to talk over your problems. Only as a last resort, consider taking doctor-prescribed psychoactive drugs. And tomorrow we will talk about diabetes.